watch the videos, because we don't really do a lot of explanation of how to do the protocols, but we do sort of go into, you know, practicing, and we do that on a daily basis. I do see that we have quite a few repeating students here who have already taken level one, which is great. We are always encouraging people to take level one again. And the reason is because you always learn new stuff, and that's exciting for a lot of people to be able to do that. So just give me 1 second. I do want to also introduce, we have Tatiana on the phone, who is a psychotherapist, and I think this is her third time taking it. And if you want to say hi to everybody, give a little bit of encouragement to people, because I know that, you know, sometimes this is a, it seems like a very, very big task, although I think most people on this call have already been here before. Is there anybody brand new who's ever been on this call before?
Yeah, me.
Hi. Who is that? What's your name?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so the way it works is that the people who have just started, they get to go first in terms of any questions that they might have regarding the week one that we have. So do you have any questions about anything so far that you've watched?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, fair enough. Are you practicing the two-finger rub at all? Have you gotten that far or not yet?
Yes.
Okay, and how's that going for you?
It's okay. I don't know how much I actually feel yet, but I just started last week.
Really? Okay. Okay, amazing. Oh, hold on a second. I'm so sorry. I sent someone the wrong link. Give me 1 second here. Apologies for that. Yeah, I see that there were two links going and somebody got the wrong link. So give me 1 second. 1 minute.
Rochel, in the meantime, would you like me to say a few words?
Oh, please. Thank you. Yes, Tatiana, I would love you to. Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone. It's true. This is about, I think, third time around I'm tuning in. And it's true what Rochel said. I think every time, you know, the book or the manual initially to me seemed a bit overwhelming. I didn't come from experience of energy. I come from a clinical background. I'm a CSW in New York, and I see clients via Zoom, and have realized that this is a really phenomenal way to supplement a lot of ways that people that we're all trying to work on. I think the world of Rochel. I think she's
I don't even know
which words to use besides being extremely intuitive, extremely kind, and very caring. It is, very inspiring to see her carry, practitioners and students that have been on this for a while, and also the new people. I see Joyce is smiling, and she can attest to that, and just really pouring her efforts and her wisdom and really the goodwill into helping this world be a better place and supporting each one of us as on our own journeys. And then there's really no limit to that. You want to put in a fair amount of time, you could work your way up to being a practitioner and work, be privileged to work in her clinic, or do or anything before that. That's pretty much it. And I think group synergy is lovely, and it really is. Whatever work we put into it is really what we get out of that. There's lots of support, and Joyce is now her Rochel's right arm, and it's always a pleasure to be in contact with her. That's it.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The journey.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it is a journey, and I just want to say about the journey. Okay, so sometimes, you know, people are super OCD about everything like this. This is a dynamic course that sort of flows like a river. All kinds of different directions, and you just got to get used to it. I'm so sorry if you guys are the kind of people that needs to be that's not this kind of course, and you will learn soon to appreciate it. Okay, you will learn to become more flexible, more easygoing, not so black and white in your thinking. Okay, and so you got to understand that a river flows, but not with force. It just kind of flows, right? And you're going to see like how a tree grows. It just sort of grows at its own pace, as long as you give it the right structure, which is what we have, a structure. It's a free flow structure, okay? And just align yourself to the structure, okay? And I promise you, you will grow amazing roots, and you'll see yourself transform into something that you did not even know could exist. Okay, and what happens to some people, though, along this process is that we're like a seed. And sometimes, before the seed can sprout, it has to rot. Okay? And we rot. And we're like, I'm going to die. Oh my gosh, what's happening to me? What's happening to you is you're rotting. Okay? And it takes a couple weeks, usually, for that to happen. And then, a little sprout comes up. And then you suddenly have a breakthrough. Okay? And that is amazing. When that happens to people, just over here to support you during that process. Sometimes you do need additional support, which is not included in the course. We give you lots of support, but one-on-one hand-holding for hours and hours is not included. So if you need that additional support, then you would have to pay for that, or, you know, reach out to your own therapist for that. So it's important to understand that, but it is normal to go through, you know, challenges at times. And it's, again, that doesn't mean you cannot do this program. It just means that you have to be patient with yourself and your own personal growth. This course will force you to work on yourself. It's not painful, usually, most of the time, but I'm just saying that if you kind of force it, you have to control it, or you have to control the outcome, or you have to control, this can't be right, I've got to control the answer, you will struggle. So everything's going to calm down for you. A lot of people that have a lot of control issues, they're having to just let that go eventually. Okay, so it's very important to understand that. And I want you to come in with a victory mindset. Okay, I can do this. No matter what I do, okay? Come and being grateful, okay? Some people, they hold a grudge against me, like, what did you get me into for this, you know? I'm just here to provide information, okay? Be connected to your divine source. It's very important to be connected to Hashem when you're doing this work. And His Shechina. And I do encourage you, if you are a woman, whether you're married or you're not, to cover your hair, because it is, the hair is a conductor of electricity, and it just contains your energy in your space. It's definitely a good thing to do that, okay? I just want to also share one very important thing about this week's parsha, that Hashem says to Yaakov, you and your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, right? In another place we hear, we're compared to numerous, like the stars, and like the sand, the grains of the sand. It's like, well, which one are we? Like, how can we be all three, right? It's very important to understand that they all are different in different ways. And we as Jewish people have that ability to be one cohesive lump that you cannot separate, right? When you mix the dirt, you cannot separate it. Where the sand has its individual pieces. You get a teeny tiny piece of sand in your shoe, you will feel it, okay? It does make a difference in the world, even though you may not think so. And then we have the stars, okay? And we have the stars that shine brightly, and that's our own personal unique vision and mission in the world that Hashem has given each one of us. So many people sign up for this course, they don't really know what they're getting into, and sometimes that's a good thing, because they would never sign up if they actually knew. And some people are like, they see the vision like, that's what I want, and some people are just in the middle. But somewhere along the line, you're going to say, well, like, how do people get through life without knowing this information? And I have to agree with you. When you come to that realization, I'm like, yeah, I know, it's true, right? Everyone says to me at some stage during this course. Okay, so I would give you all a bracha that you all become the shining stars, that you are able to illuminate the world with this amazing healing that Hashem has chosen to bring into the world, and to share it with people, to heal yourself, heal your families, your marriages, your husband, your children, and all the people that you come in contact with. That's my bracha to starting the course. Okay, so just going to the way that works is that the new students get to go first. We have a lot of repeat students, and that's fine if you want to repeat. I do want to introduce Moshe Kahan, who is one of the founding members of MoodTech. Hi, Moshe. Can you talk for 2 seconds? Hey, Moshe. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi. So Moshe and I started MoodTech about 3 years ago, and we didn't have a course that we were teaching, actually. We actually joined together to promote one of our products called Cellphonics that I make. And and we created the course initially to be able to energy test whether the product was good for people or not. So Moshe never really was into the course or not, but I told him, you have to join. It's not optional. You got to join, so we have accountability to be here. Please, Moshe, every day, I want you to learn how to do this, okay? Because it's not hard, it's not complicated, but you just got to show up every day and just follow the modules, okay? And then that way you will also join us, okay? But he also has seen that he's been the recipient and the receiving of the healing and all the different things he's seen that's going on. So it's beautiful. So welcome. So glad you joined us. And hopefully we'll see you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Let's see. Do we have Joyce? Also, I just want to say hi to Joyce. Joyce is my assistant. Hi, Joyce.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Okay. So Joyce is she helps with all kinds of different aspects. Let's see if I can find her. Hi. Hello. So she helps with client coordination, with assignments of to the practitioners. You know, she helps, she checks the reports that come through. She also helps anybody that's struggling, you know, in terms of some of the students that get, you know, having different issues or whatever. So you'll reach out to her if you have issues, or to Chaim, who's the guy that probably signed you up. Okay, so that's sort of how that works. Please don't reach out to me because I do not have time generally to even go to the bathroom between clients, let alone start reading text messages from people. Okay, so if it's something that needs to be addressed, I assure you reach out to me, okay? And that's kind of how that goes. All right, so now we're going to start with the new students. Okay, I'm just going to go through to see this. Is anybody a new student that has any questions specifically about anything that you have learned in level one, week one? We're going to stick to week one right now, okay? And we have time at the end, we can go into questions regarding other students, because most of the people on this group have already taken level one. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, that's Igalita.
Hi, happy we're all here together.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you so much. My question is about whether or not, how to test if you're online, like, you know, we're doing the finger rolling, right? And so for me, I have experience doing the other kinds, but in general, when we do a test, how do we know it's accurate?
That's a
how do we know?
Million-dollar question. A million-dollar question. Okay, so how do you know? So you test it. So you ask your name and see if it comes to yes, and then you ask your husband's name or child's name and you see if it changes without you thinking. Or, you know, you look and you say, okay, so today's Monday or today's Wednesday, and see if it changes back and forth. It should just change without you doing anything. There's practice questions that you ask in the phone. Did you get the practice questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the hardest part of this course, I'll be honest. Okay. The hardest part of this course is to get this two finger rub down. Okay. Half the people just get it straight away, right out the door without any problem. The other people, they're like, I'm not getting an answer. And what happens if you don't get an answer? So that's what we work on. And usually the reason why people don't get answers is because they have all this self-doubt. I can't do this. I don't believe in myself. I don't deserve to do this. Who do I think I am being able to give this doctor's answer? I don't trust myself. Whatever. All of these student programs that we've gotten our whole childhood from our parents and our teachers and our friends and our siblings and all that plays out in this course. So we're going to sort it out eventually. So when we start, you know, really what we call getting online, and we start really getting into the nuts and bolts of this course, which we're going to hopefully tomorrow, the next day, really start, you know, getting some practice of how to do this. It's kind of like a dance, okay? So what you're doing is you're clearing stuff, and you feel, okay, so it's a yes, yes, you feel sticky, which means there's something there, a block, a block, a block, a block, and then it goes smooth sailing. You're like, oh, we just cleared. And just by practicing, it's the only way you get to trust yourself. There's just no shortcuts with this. And sometimes what will happen is you're not getting an answer. And it's not that you're not online, it's just that you've done enough work for today, and your body's like, I'm done. I'm not getting you any more answers because you're going to overdo it. It's like your muscles, right? A muscle gets tired, and you're just like, I can't lift one more thing. Right? So it also gets like that, too, when you're working on a system or energy system. We're clearing information, dots of information, and as we move stuff around, sometimes that pain is too much. So you might lose your two finger bone at that stage. Don't flip out if you lose it. It's fine. I mean, we're here to check you every day as well if you get stuck. Okay. All right. Did that answer your question? Yeah? Okay. Amazing. Well, welcome. We're so glad to have you. Where are you? I see you wearing a winter coat.
Yes. It's raining in Rama Beach, I'm in Israel.
That wants to say hi or has a question.
Hi.
Hi. Who's that?
Githy.
Hi. How are you? Welcome, Githy.
Fine. I'm doing this, let's say, for 2 weeks. I'm getting the finger up on and off.
Okay.
But I feel stupid as I'm doing things because I'm like not knowing what I'm doing and if it's really working, if I'm really just playing the game.
That's just how it goes when we start doing this. So that's what I'm saying, is that you want to practice it. Okay, so if you're getting some kind of a response, whether it's a right or wrong answer, so that's the name of the game. So like for instance, you're like, okay, so I see there's a stickiness here, fine. It's sticky, 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 perfect. Now you want to ask a question. Ask your name. It should be a yes, and then you change it to a different name, it should change it to no. If it doesn't, then you're not necessarily not getting answers, you're just getting inconsistent answers, okay? And that is how we want to train the two finger up to work. So it's like, you know, you go force it. Yes, 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 my name is Gitchy. Well, I'm not going to train my brain, my name is Gitchy, but my name is Rachel, 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 Rachel. Yes, it's sticky, sticky, feel the stickiness, right? And also, some people overdo it. They go like that, it's way too much. It's just it's like a little tiny piece of sand in between your fingers as you're going back and forth, okay? And so you want to feel that sticky traction in between your fingers, and that's yes, 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 and then force it to be smooth. No, 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 no. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Like that. You just practice it 5 to 10 minutes a day without any goal of getting a specific yes or no to an answer, but you're practicing, training your brain and your finger coordination to get the answer back and forth together. Okay? Then eventually, when we start clearing stuff, then you're going to start feeling it. You're not even thinking about it, because what you don't want to be is too much in the brain. Initially, you're in the brain, we're trying to train it, but it's like riding a bike. Once you get on the bike, you just go. You know, you're not wondering, okay, hang on a minute. Like, you kind of drop into a zone. And once you're in that zone, you just go. I don't even have a strategy, but it's just the zone. You drop into the zone, and the answers just flow, and generally, they're pretty accurate. Okay, does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Welcome. Well, where are you from?
Montreal.
Oh, very nice. Beautiful. Okay, so any other new students that have any questions about the two finger rub or anything? Anybody wants? Okay, go ahead, Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hi, it's Dina. I don't. It's my daughter Maya. I don't know why that's. I'll switch it. But
Dina.
Hi,
Dina. Welcome. Hi. Israel as well.
Thank you. So one, do you need to do the clearing? Does that have to do the clearing exercise before the two finger rub every time?
I would. That's yeah. Okay. So let's just talk about that because it's important to understand. Okay, so you don't want to start doing energy work if your lines are down. Okay, so you want to make sure that you've done the star chart, which includes the star chart and the energy centers and the auras and the meridians and the brain and the spine. And people are like, that's so much to do. Initially, it's a lot to do, okay? But what's going to happen is as you get good at this, and if you're doing this every day, I get to this stage, I'll just share my book, okay? I just put my hand on here and say, okay, this is 100% fine. It's fine. I'll just see. Do I have any issues on this page? No. Is this fine? Yes. Any issues? No. It goes from yes to no. So you're clearly online. I'm online. Okay. Is it any issues here? Any issues here? No. Is it good? Yes. It's going from no to yes. Meridian. Any issues here? Good? Yes. Good? Yes. Okay. Like that. Okay. You could do this in about 30 seconds. Okay. Once you get going and you're checking yourself every day. Okay. And then you go into whatever it is you want to work on, which we're going to talk about that tomorrow. How to figure out what you're going to work on once you get the two finger up. Is that clear?
It is clear. Can I follow up?
Of course.
with the two finger rub, I asked it how accurate it was. I don't even know if like I could do that, but I got 80% accurate. I don't know if it's, and I mean, only because I'll go down the list sometimes, and even within the same 5 minutes, like just to check myself again, and sometimes there's inconsistencies. Like I'll get something that I won't get the second time. I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. And with an 80%, actually, so we're going to be talking about how to get that a little bit higher, which we get into with the Rapid Recode, which you were part of, you came in the tail end of last group. So if you're going to do the Rapid Recode, you could do that. The discrepancy of the 20% and why you don't have access to the extra 20% of your information. But the point is for you, let me check over here. Is there a reason why you're getting done? Do you have more than one system? I just want to say, so she was so funny. So when I first met her, I reached out because she was kind of in the middle of the course and I didn't want her to get lost. I said, "How's the course going?" She said, "I feel like I just fell into Alice in Wonderland."
Still do. Yeah, it's wild.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
And I'm enjoying it.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're able to start at least from the beginning again. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, so to answer your question.
I don't know about the Rapid Recode, but I now know that I didn't get up that far along. Still at the beginning.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest the Rapid Recode yet. I mean, people know how to do it. And again, we have quite a few people in this group. I'd say most of the people on this group have already taken this course at least once, maybe two or three times. Okay, it's fine. And we often talk about different stuff, which is why people like to listen in. One lady who's already a practitioner says, "I listen every day because it's my radio talk show class." She's drinking her coffee. Okay, perfect. I see there's a Leah F. Hi, Leah. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, great. Do you have any questions so far? Or probably not, right? You just started.
I just started.
Okay, all right, perfect. Okay, well, I would encourage everybody, I'll hold on 2 seconds. I just need to get one thing. I would encourage you to get a day timer, okay? Something beautiful. Don't be cheap with yourself, okay? I got this at TJ Maxx, and you want a day timer, okay? You want something that's beautiful and has enough space for you to write your notes, because what we're going to be doing is you're going to be writing in this the work that you're doing, tracking your progress in this course, and sometimes you're not able to complete the work in one day for whatever reason. So let's say like you have 50 layers of trauma, and we do a lot of complex trauma, and we have the coolest trauma protocol that, in my opinion, just cuts through trauma like no other programming on the planet. But you got to do it systematically. You can't just do it willy-nilly. So say you have, you know, say 100 layers of trauma you have to clear, and you did 3 layers today, and then you're going to want to write, okay, so I did 3 layers of trauma, and how many days do I have to wait until I can do more? Okay, because you want to zip through as much as possible, so I have to wait another week. Right, so let's say like I'm here, right? So then I'd wait a week, and I'd write now. In this book, I'd put in my day timer, more trauma work. So when I get to that date, I open up. Okay, so what am I doing today? Oh, I'm doing more trauma work. Perfect. Let's do the protocol for that. Well, let's say, like, you know, I'm dealing with triggers. I have more triggers to clear today. What you don't want a situation is you've gone through the protocol, you're ready to work, and you're like, okay, so what should I work on today? You could work on your pain points, whatever you're struggling with, or you could just go according to, you know, whatever has been sort of dictated according to your schedule. You could write whatever you're feeling about whatever life. So let's say like I'm super resentful that something happened, you know, and so you don't want to hold on to this. You want to let it go. So I could write today, so I released my resentment towards whatever, my handyman who didn't show up, okay? So I could write that in there and just clear away. So how would you clear it? So I'd write, okay, so I am generally clearing away my resentment, okay? And I go like this. I just go back and forth, and I could feel the stickiness, the resentment towards my hand, which I don't have, but I'm just as an example, okay? And when it goes clear, it means it's cleared. It doesn't mean you've necessarily cleared all of the resentment, but you've cleared all that you can for today. So you could do just generally clearing like that, or you can count how many layers do I have, and we're going to get into counting, not today, but at another stage. And again, all this stuff is on, I really suggest if you can try to get caught up so you really have a grasp as to week one. I like people to, you know, try to watch all the class before you come to class on Monday, so that way you have an understanding as to what we're doing. We're just reviewing. We're not really teaching, okay, just so you know. So let's say, like, I want to count how many layers of resentment I have, or how many numbers. You could do numbers, or you could do layers. And again, I'm not going to talk about that because it can get very confusing to people, but the quick summary of the difference is that layers, you could have millions of issues on one layer, and it's all ready to go today. So you want to clear things in layers. Whatever's ready to go, you want to go. You don't have to sit and micromanage and count how many layers of stuff is in this, right? But you do want to know how many more layers are left, so you can document it in your notebook how many more layers are left. Sometimes when you're trying to clear a layer, stuff will not clear, and that's when you want to count how many things are in this layer that will not clear, and I need to count them and document them, because sometimes they are entangled with other stuff that are on other layers. So you can't deal with it, but you want to document it to make sure that you clear it at another stage. So we just circle it in your notebook that it wasn't dealt with yet. Okay, so again, you can flip back in your notebook and say, oh, is there anything I haven't dealt with it? Oh, look at that. I have this resentment against my handyman that I wasn't able to clear 2 weeks ago. Can I clear it today? Oh, there it goes. It just left. You'll feel the clearing. Okay, so I'm just going to take, anybody has any questions about what I said? Is it clear what I said? Any questions about getting online?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can ask another. I don't know if you can hear me.
Who is that?
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me? Sometimes people can't hear me.
Yeah,
so when you clear, so it's like your hand is a stethoscope, right? It's reading and clearing at the same time. Is that correct?
Right, one hand is reading and the other hand is clearing. Okay, so tell me something you want to clear for yourself. Let's use you as an example.
Mm.
If you want to share.
No, it's just continual, like opening the heart every day, opening the heart, opening the mind, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot, but.
Okay, I hear you. It's very important to have a goal also, to write down, opening the heart is a beautiful goal. However, it's not a block. So we're not learning how to do general protocols, we're learning how to do very specific clearings of blockages. So you could ask the question, what is blocking my ability to have an open heart? Okay, you could ask that question, or you're feeling a specific emotion that you understand, like I have resentment towards whatever, or I have bitterness, or
that's good, resentment. I have been asking, yes.
Okay, so you have resentment.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you have resentment. So what you want to do is you can just start going back and forth. I want you to do it. I don't want to do it, and I want you to just start clearing, say, clearing the resentment that I have. And tell me if you feel the sticky as you're doing it. You feel the sticky?
Listen, I can feel the resentment with my right hand. So my right hand is sensing.
Fine. It's clearing as well. It's clearing, yeah. But you want to confirm with the two-finger rub. Okay. And when it stops being sticky, then you know that you're finished clearing.
I see. Okay. I understand. Okay. It's better. Okay.
Okay, did it go sticky on you? Or did it go smooth?
Yeah, it got smoother, but I lost focus as well.
Okay,
yeah.
It could be that you have more. It could be you have to be specific about who the resentment or whatever is towards, you know. Next week, we're going to get into triggers, which is my favorite part of this course, is the trigger response. And so I really encourage you to really, really practice just doing whatever you can get. So you get some kind of attraction with this finger. You know, you're feeling it with this. Basically, it's like a dance. I'm sensing there's, I have something here, I'm clearing it with this hand. You might feel it as you're clearing it. Absolutely. People say they feel stuff. They feel like a hot feeling or they feel something going on. But I like to confirm it at the same time. By far, this is the quickest way to get answers. People can use a pendulum. you know, a pendulum or something like this is like a necklace. You could just go like this and you can hold it and it goes back and forth with a yes, like that, and it goes in a circle. And I'm doing it on purpose now because I'm not asking questions, but it'll go like that with a no or vice versa, or go like this as a no, and it'll go like this when it's a yes. For me, this is super, you have one of those. These are super, super slow. We go about 10 times faster with the kinetic testing. Other testing people go like this with the two finger wrap. That does not work for our system because you need one hand to confirm. Otherwise, what you're doing is you're going like this, and then you're confirming it. This is just the easiest way. It's the hardest to learn, I do admit. But once you get moving and you become a practitioner, or you do, even if you're not a practitioner, if you just want to be able to use it, you know, you'll see you're having a fight at the table. You put your hand underneath the table, and my kids know, what are you checking? They see my hand going to the table. They want to know, what are you checking? But it's super subtle. You know, you could be at the store and you have one hand in your coat pocket and you're testing something, or you're looking at what vitamin do I want to get. You know, you don't have to go like this. Okay, they're like, what is she doing? You know, so I'm like, I'll just scan the vitamin rack and say, okay, so like, which one is good for me? And my hand is under the table. Or I'm driving and people are, you know, talking. I have one hand on the thing, like whatever, like this. And I'm testing stuff as I'm going. Sometimes I'm clearing too, but I am multitasking. My point is, this is the easiest way to do it. Okay, definitely it's the hardest. You can use other systems for now if you are already used. Some people use the blinking method. Some people use a sway test. There's tons of methods of getting answers. So whichever works for you right now, but I do encourage people to eventually move over and use their old method to confirm that they're actually getting accurate answers. Okay, perfect. Thank you for sharing. Okay, any other quick questions before we finish for today?
Hi, Rachel. Good morning. I was just curious to know, when you're doing, let's say, the star chart, and let's say you're kind of going through your day and you think your lines might, or you get an answer that your lines are down, but you're not, like, in your house, you don't have your star chart. Can you do the star chart without having it in front of you?
Absolutely. In fact,
okay.
What I tell people to do is imagine you have a torch in front of you. Okay, and I'll be doing this sometimes. Okay, you have a torch. The torch is you, by the way. You're the flame. And you just bring up the lines on the right side and the left side and through the flame.
Okay.
And just, you know, underneath the flame, the 12 lines under the flame. And then you go through the energy centers like that. And you go the R's like that. And you think of the brain. You go, you just scan the brain back and forth. And you go up and down with this flame. You can do it for sure, as long as you memorize it.
Oh, you
can do it.
Okay. Right. Okay, great. That's very helpful to know. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions about how to do the star chart, how to get online, any questions about getting online? Anybody from the old group that's struggling with getting online? Okay, so what I want everyone to do, please, is if you can, get your book, and I want you to come up tonight with 10 things that you want to work on in this course specifically. It could be your marriage, it could be your own personal relationship with yourself or with Hashem, you know, working on specific mitos that you feel that you're struggling with, anything and everything, okay? And don't, you can be super general, but you could also be super specific. And right now, what we're learning is how to be super specific, okay, in terms of very specific feelings that we're feeling, okay? I am angry, okay? How do we clear the anger? Let's clear the anger. Opening my heart is a beautiful concept, but we learn that in level 2, and that is a combination of so many things of why our heart closed. Okay, so we don't deal with specific protocols generally. We don't deal with specific protocols generally. That's almost like an oxymoron. But this is a book, just so you know, okay, it's 180 pages. This is for all 3 levels. I'm gonna keep adding, because there's just so many things going on here. So what we learn is about 30 pages in level 1, okay? And it's done systematically. People go, I'm so overwhelmed. Please, don't get overwhelmed. It's the same protocol most of the time. 80% of the time, it's the exact same protocol over and over again, okay? Just so that way you're not petrified to see. So let's see, like for instance, it's just lists of protocols. It's the same thing. It's the same concept. You just learn. It's not a lot of text, it's just a lot of lists of protocols of how, you know, just testing certain things that are very specific to whatever is going on with a person, you know. But So some of that has like some text, but most of it is just testing. You know, when we deal with sexual issues or impotency issues, you know, we're checking lists and lists of potential things that could potentially go wrong. Each protocol is very specific for that thing that we're checking. Like we did cancer protocol yesterday, a fascinating protocol that we're working on. It's very, very specific what you're checking, which has nothing to do with any other protocol, but it's exactly the same protocol. So you learn the basics in level one, and once you're ready to move on to level two, it's not so scary, it's just a lot of hours, okay? So it's like you're kind of going through a process, okay? It doesn't get harder, put it that way. It's just more steps of the exact same step, okay? Okay, so we're gonna come back tomorrow. Like everybody, if you can, please to get your day timer as soon as possible and start documenting the goals of what you want. I suggest you put it before, like for instance, you know, many people buy day timers and what you just, you know, look, there's pages in there that you don't need. So you could just use them, just cross out of like my notes or my goals or whatever you want, and just use that to kind of keep track of what you want to work on. Because sometimes we come to class and or we start our day and we're kind of like all mushed all over the place. We can't think, we can't focus, we just got the kids out, we got here. We kind of like, okay, now what am I going to work on, right? It's like you go to the gym, you're just standing there watching like, okay, what am I going to do? Don't come to class without something to do. You're sitting here, you're dedicating a half an hour of your time, which is about two hours per week. I commend you for coming, but at the same time, do something with this time other than just listen. And we do try to finish by 10:30. I'm sure we went over a little bit. I just looked at the time. Okay, so we'll see y'all tomorrow. Okay, thank you. We'll see y'all. Be well. Bye. This will be posted also every day in the group chat. Level one, if you're not a part of it, reach out to me or Haim, and we'll get you posted, okay? Thanks. Bye. So please show me the way.